Oh God, how did we intro last time? Hi, I'm Julian.
Hi, I'm Tanner.
And this is Critical Capture? I mean, I'm not unsure of that. This is Critical Capture. Okay, and in this episode, we discuss episode 3 of Pokemon called...
You don't remember what it's called?
It's coming to me if you just want to say it.
I think we're like alternating weeks because I forgot it the first... No, you forgot it the first week.
Oh, wait, I know it.
No, it's my turn. It's my week. I'm the good cop this week.
Well, okay, then
Ash catches a Pokemon.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Pokemon. Okay, yeah, so it starts off from where we left off last time. Ash staring down a Caterpie.
Well, he threw a Pokeball. I thought it ended with him throwing the Pokeball at Caterpie.
No, he like started to chuck his arm back, but he never threw it.
Okay.
It ended on like a still of him with the Caterpie, just like staring it down, all derpy-like.
Well, you think Caterpie's cute.
I do. I do think Caterpie's cute. The entire episode, I'm pretty sure it's like wanting to make you think it's Caterpie's cute.
I'm on the same page as Misty.
Yeah, okay. So Misty does not like this Caterpie, like at all. Or just, I guess, any Caterpies in general because they're bugs, but...
She hates all bugs, yes.
But like, the way he's animated, he's adorable. He's like a little puppy.
But he's still a bug.
Yeah, but he's a cartoon bug.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm putting myself in her shoes where it doesn't look like a cartoon bug, where it looks like this is a giant caterpillar with giant eyes.
I think that's adorable.
That would be horrifying.
It's adorable.
Horrifying.
That kind of reminds me. Do you ever see those things online about like the realistic Pokemon?
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Where they just look like dinosaurs with like plants.
I think I've seen like a Bulbasaur and yeah, he looked like a little dinosaur with a lettuce on his back.
Yeah, I don't like those like realistic drawings of Pokemon.
I saw one that was just a Charmander, and he's just a little Glizzard.
No, they're like super realistic drawings of them, and they always just end up looking like dinosaurs with like you said, like salad glued onto them. I don't like them. No, they just make them like way too violent looking.
I saw like a computer generated one, and it was like there was a Squirtle, and I mean he looked like a squirting turtle, I guess. And then Charmander was just a lizard with fire on his tail. And Bulbasaur was like, he was kind of dinosaur like, which I mean he is a lizard looking thing. So that makes sense. And then he had, you know, the leaf on his back, the foliage.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Where were we?
He catches the Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. So he captures the Caterpie. He didn't have to battle it at all because, like, it's a Caterpie.
At this point in time, he still doesn't know you're supposed to battle it.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even know that you're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So he catches the Caterpie. It takes about, like, 18 seconds for that Caterpie to get caught.
They're just trying to pad the runtime.
They really are. This entire episode, it feels like they were trying to pad the runtime.
Yeah.
Because, like, of a scene we'll get to later.
Well, there's multiple things that they do. I'll mention them as they come up.
I only remember the one.
There's a second one that I remember, but we'll get to it.
But, okay, so, like, after he catches it, he sends it out. And then he just starts shoving it in Misty's face, trying to get her to love it.
Yeah, which is another rude thing. Like, she very clearly hates and is scared of bugs.
Okay, yeah, both characters, I think, are at fault, though. Like, yeah, she hates it, but she doesn't have to be, like... I think she literally just calls it ugly and stupid.
Yeah...
And it just starts to cry, and it makes me very sad.
I get you're supposed to feel sympathy for it. It's looking cute and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. Ash pushed her to that point. I still blame him more than I blame her. She definitely didn't have to say those things, but he pushed her.
I mean, Ash is definitely in the wrong here, but yeah. Misty's still in the wrong.
He's still forcing it upon her, and she tries to compromise. She's like, well, okay, Pikachu, and you can hold your gross, disgusting bug.
And Pikachu looked very content with this deal.
Yeah, Ash wasn't very happy about it.
I mean, yeah, he was like, Pikachu only listens to me, and then Pikachu's just chilling out in her arms.
As if he spent a whole bunch of time with Pikachu, because to my knowledge, he's been gone for 3 days. This is day 3.
I thought it was 2.
I think the second day was spent at the... No, because that was the evening. So yeah, this is day 2.
Yeah, it's day 2, and he's like Pikachu.
So Pikachu's only liked him for about 6 hours.
Probably a bit more than that.
Well, he was in the hospital in a different room getting, you know, surgery done on him.
Oh, true, yeah. So he's only... probably about 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that Pikachu started off very mean to everyone, but now it appears that he's just nice to everyone.
He never... Yeah, he immediately turned docile. It's really weird. After the traumatic experience, he just... I don't even know.
But yeah, so Ash does the mean things that he does. And then... this episode, it was like very, very light on content.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh my God, we're almost done.
Yeah, not much actually happened in this episode. Like half the episode is just Ash rubbing Caterpie into like her face.
Yeah, and like forcing this bug upon her. Because eventually they get to the point where she's like, well, fine, I just won't travel with you. And so he goes ahead with Pikachu and everything like that. And she's pretty much following like 50 feet behind because they're both heading in the same direction. And also he owes her a bike.
Yeah, she uses that as the excuse to like kind of tag along with them. And yeah, not much happens this episode. It's a very like last episode. It seems like they packed they jam packed the episode with like full of content. And this episode, they're just like, all right, we're pretty much done.
Yeah, that might mean that this episode might actually be shorter than the episode, like ours, which is odd.
So like, they're just walking in the forest, and then Ashley is a Pidgeotto, and not being a good trainer, he sends out the Caterpie to go fight the Pidgeotto.
Which we were discussing levels. I didn't know this, but what level can you catch a Pidgeotto in Viridian?
It's somewhere around level 10, I believe. Yeah, because you thought you had to have, like, the minimum level a Pidgeotto could be was, like, level 18.
It's 18, yes. It evolves at level 18.
But, yeah, you can catch them, like, early in Viridian Forest in the games. They're, like, they have, like, a low spawn rate. I think it's, like, 5% for a spawn rate, but you can catch them at, like, level 10.
Which is interesting to me. But either way, Caterpie, to my knowledge, evolves at like level 8, right?
Yeah, he's very low level.
Yeah. So there's like, there's no way. Like, this is an evolved bird. And he's just sending out his, I'm assuming, level 3 or 4 Caterpie.
Yeah, it had to be low level because he caught it without battling it at all.
Yeah. And he expected it to do well with, to my knowledge, it probably knows Tackle and String Shot.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they showed in the episode. But yeah, so understandably, it loses very easily.
Yeah.
Then he returns it, and then Misty kindly tells him off for being an idiot.
Yeah, she teaches him how to actually catch a Pokemon, which is... Well, oh no, she told him that because he tried to just throw a Pokeball at it, and it just flicked it away.
Oh yeah, that's right. Gave him attitude.
Yeah.
Misty's like the beginning, like the NPC in the beginning of every single Pokemon game that like teaches you how to like catch a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And I hate those NPCs.
I usually hate those NPCs too, but in the form of Misty, I enjoy them.
I mean, I don't think she does it in the actual game, but yeah.
No, well, no, you don't meet her except for in her city.
Do they actually tell you how to catch Pokemon in the first games? In Red and Blue, do they do that?
I don't know if they do it in Red and Blue. I've never played those ones. In Fire Red and Leaf Green, though, some old dirty pervert tells you.
Oh yeah, but that's in like the second town or something. Like,
yeah, they let you go through the first route without quote-unquote knowing, but you can do it. Like, I did it.
And in the new games, they, like, force it down your throat.
Oh, my God, I know. It's atrocious.
They're like, hey, let me do this 10-minute intro about how to do it. Oh, my God, especially Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, very cutscene-y. Also, I just realized we skipped the night scene.
Did we?
Yeah, we literally just skipped right over it. We went straight to catching Pidgeotto.
Oh, my gosh, because the night scene is the worst scene in the entire episode.
Well, you were so excited to talk about it earlier. You're mentioning it.
Okay, so they go to camp out. Ash apparently has not an affinity. What's the opposite word for affinity? Maybe it is affinity? I don't know. He has a dislike for Pokeballs, keeping Pokemon in their Pokeballs, because he just has Caterpie out of it the entire time.
Yeah, distaste. And affinity is like having a skill, I thought.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look up that word after this. But yeah, he just has it out. And Misty's like, please put it away. Please put it away. He has the Pokeball out, but he doesn't actually put it away.
Yeah, it's just sitting on a stump.
Yeah, okay, so they, like, apparently pass out within 10 seconds, but Caterpie and Pikachu...
Screech.
...straight up have, like, a... you're supposed to interpret that they're having a conversation, but it's something not overestimating at all. It's probably, like, probably a minute and a half to 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a very long sequence.
Of them just... making screech noises at each other back and forth, in which
you're staring at the stars, and Pikachu being able to freeze in the air.
Yeah, like Caterpie's, I guess, trying to explain that it wants to be a butterfree and fly around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that was necessary for that long.
Yeah, they could have done it in like 30 seconds. Like, they squeal at each other for a few seconds, make happy sounds,
and then Caterpie looks at the moon.
Yeah, and then you see the butterfree. It really did not need to be the minute and a half or whatever that it was.
Like, halfway through, I thought it was going for too long. And then it just kept going.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were just padding their runtime because, once again, not much happens this episode.
Yeah. Also, I did look up affinity. It's a spontaneous or natural liking or sympathy for someone or something.
So, okay, yeah. So it would be the opposite of that. What's the... Do you have a...
Translations and more definitions.
To say what a antonym
synonyms,
for it would be?
Or, yeah, no, antonyms. I'm not seeing any, but I mean, I can just look that up.
Welcome to our podcast where we Google words.
Well, you continue and I'll continue to look it up.
Okay, so after that scene, they're just walking through the forest the next day. And they got angry and they're like, oh, we're going to break up. And then Misty just continues to follow. But then Team Rocket shows up and they challenge him to a battle, explaining that they want his Pikachu because it's special.
This similarity is just what they give me.
That's not a good word.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a special Pikachu, which its powers outweigh its evolutionary state, I believe is what Meowth said.
Yeah, so I believe that Ash just has a level 100 Pikachu. Yeah. It would make a lot of sense for the series.
Yeah, it depends. I know in like Black and White, he gets beat by a Snivy that had just...
Yeah, I remember seeing that too. Yeah. Or maybe you told me about it. I don't know, but...
There's some inconsistencies in the show.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
For children. Pikachu needs to be strong when he needs to.
Exactly. It's plot armor. Yeah, so he like goes to battle Team Rocket, and he's complaining about the rules of Pokemon because they're sending out two Pokemon at a time. He's like, hey, the rules say you can only send out one at a time.
Which they technically did. Both of them only sent out one.
Yeah, but it's a one-on-one battle, I'm assuming is what he meant.
Yeah, but I mean, double battles are a thing. I guess not at this point in time.
No,
but,
I don't know one.
Yeah, I guess that concept just went over their head. So he couldn't send out both Caterpie and Pidgeotto. And Pikachu's out of commission because he got inked.
Yeah, he got inked by coughing. Coughing just like spat on him.
Yeah, and they, as much as Misty lightly tried to wipe it off, it was not moving.
Yeah. So he sends out the... Oh, we completely skipped over. We're skipping over so much.
It's a jumbled mess of an episode, that's why.
Okay, so he eventually catches the Pidgeotto.
Did we not say that?
Yeah, we're retconning.
Okay.
He catches the Pidgeotto after shocking it once with a Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
And back to the Team Rocket fight. But yeah, he sends out the Pidgeotto that he caught, and then he jumps around for a solid 3 minutes doing nothing.
He doesn't really give it commands, though, in its defense. He's kind of just like, go get him.
Yeah. Akins somehow manages to fly in the air with them.
Yeah, there's a segment where he's like, Ekans is just sailing through the sky vertically with.
Akins' movement in the entire anime is great. I love it. Because, like, last episode it was just squiggling along. Now it can fly. Akins is the best Pokemon so far.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so after it gets KO'd, he's like, I know you're already still hurt from that Pidgeotto fight.
My level 3 Caterpie.
But go beat them. And so he sends out the Caterpie, and it looks scared as can be.
It's also, like, scratched up and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's still damaged from the Pidgeotto fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the way he wins the battle, it's very fast. As soon as he sends it out, he basically just, like, string shot.
And then tackles.
Yeah, he string shots them, they become, like, cocooned, and then he tackles them, and they don't go blasting off again. I'm very curious when they're going to actually start blasting off again.
They said it. They said it this time. They're like, well, looks like we're blasting off again.
Did they?
Yeah, when Meowth, because I remember taking note of that. Meowth, like, gets string shotted as well, and Jesse and James physically pick him up and sprint away. And they say, look, we're blasting off again.
I don't remember that.
They said it.
Okay. But they didn't do the ding.
They did not do the ding, but they didn't rocket off into the sky. They literally sprinted away.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, so after that, they congratulate the Caterpie, and then Misty goes to pat it on the head after Ash teases her for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, forces it upon her again.
Yeah, Ash isn't a good person.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's the 10-year-old. Are any 10-year-olds good?
She's 10 years old as well.
I mean, yeah, children are awful to each other. Like, you have to, that's why you have schools. School isn't about, like, teaching kids, like, useful things. It's teaching them not to be awful to each other.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate belief that I have.
I mean, it's kind of true. It's like dogs, like how you're supposed to take a dog to a dog park. You're socializing your kids, trying to get them to not be terrible.
See, I tried to explain this to my sister when she had my nephew at first. I told her that kids are just dogs that learn how to talk.
I mean, yeah, pretty accurate.
And she didn't like that. She didn't like that at all.
Your sister doesn't like a lot of things.
Yeah, she didn't like that. Okay, where...
They blasted off again, forced Caterpie upon Misty. She goes to pet it, and then he starts evolving.
Yeah, he just starts shooting his string shot up in the air over himself. And this is, like, the only way they ever show, like, a Pokemon evolving other than, like, the glowing.
Yeah, the glowing, just immediately transforming into a thing.
Yeah, he just started cocooning, then becomes a Metapod.
Yeah, which, to my knowledge, if they were going to continue with this thing, I would have preferred it if a Butterfree breaks out of the carapace. That is Caterpie Metapod, but I believe that he just does the glow thing.
Does he?
Yeah, I believe he just does glow thing.
I don't know. He'll probably evolve, like, what, next episode or something?
Probably. It's a Butterfree.
Yeah, they've all, what level do they evolve at? Like 12?
12, it's 12.
God, you can get a Butterfree so early.
Yes.
I feel like that's really good.
I used to do it, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably not good like late game, but like early game.
No, I threw it in the box almost as soon as possible.
Yeah, because like, I mean, early game, you got like a 30 evolved stage.
Yeah, my strategy was level 18 Pidgey, so it's a Pidgeot. Level 18 Charmeleon, because I always chose Charizard. Mm. And he learns Metal Claw in Fire Red and Leaf Green at that level. And so that way I could actually do the Rock Gym because both Fire and Flying are weak to Rock.
Yeah, did they like change that later in? Because I'm pretty sure in like the original Red and Blue, they didn't have that.
I don't know. I never played first or second generation.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I did.
I didn't. And then as I grew up and it became available on 3DS, it's like, well, why would I? Because I played the remakes and they don't look like Garbo.
Yeah, and the first generation was just a mess of mechanics. I know, I think it depends on like what game you're playing, like what you have to pick up early in the game, because in Yellow, there's no way you're beating the first gym with just Pikachu.
Yeah, you have to catch something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, I always caught a Mankey to beat the first gym.
Did you?
Yeah, because there's that little route right there and you can just catch a Mankey.
I never, but you know me, I catch pretty Pokemon.
Yeah, sure, you just make like cute teams.
Yeah, well, because I mean, they get the job done. They are strong. I like the appeal of a pretty and strong team.
Yeah, but then they're mostly like, I feel like most of your teams are like, what? They would be like, what, water and normal, probably?
No, I have a mix. There's grass type, stuff like that.
See, I always picked Bulbasaur. I'm always a Bulbasaur fan.
I was a Charmander.
He's like my second favorite starter. I'm a huge grass type, like, starter Pokemon. I always choose the grass types.
I'm really not. I'm like fire or water.
Yeah, I feel like the grass types are always the least popular. I used to hate Chikorita.
I remember that. I remember you hating it with a passion.
It was my least favorite starter out of every starter.
Yeah.
But now I really like it. I really like it. I feel like Gen 2 has, like, some of the strongest starter lineups.
Really?
Yeah.
I really liked Hoenn.
Hoenn's all right. Hoenn's all right. But Gen 4, probably not the best. Infernape's really? Bad. I don't like Infernape.
I'm not a giant fan of Infernape, but Torterra and Empoleon are amazing.
We got so off track.
We very much so did, because we started talking about evolution.
Yeah, there's nothing of content in this actual episode.
Yeah, he evolves and then, like, Ash throws him in the backpack, which makes me believe that I don't... Can Metapod move?
I think he can, like, squiggle along.
I don't... But how? He's a cocoon. Like, he's not supposed to be moving. His organs, like, are breaking down and stuff inside there, right? Like, if he's supposed to follow the real biology of a butterfly?
I don't know.
Isn't that what happens? They go into a cocoon, and then their bodies just, like, melt, and their organs rearrange, and they turn into a butterfly?
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah, so, like, that's what's happening right now. There's a Butterfree, like, forming inside of there. I feel like he shouldn't be moving.
Yeah, so he probably can't. See, my thing with Metapod, I always viewed it backwards, where he looked like a angry moon.
Yeah.
But then, like, 2 years ago, it got pointed out to me by, like, some photo on the internet that it actually is the other way around.
I never viewed it that way, the way that you're saying.
I don't see how you could not. He just looks like an angry moon.
Well, because in the game, they show him, like, facing forward.
Yeah, but even still, like, I don't know. I didn't have much interaction with him in the game. I just remember KOing him over and over again because they got annoying.
They were really good in Viridian Forest for leveling up my Charmeleon.
Exactly. Yeah, so it just ends with Ash, like, running away with
him in his back, Metapod in his backpack, Pikachu sprinting, and then Misty behind him.
Yeah, so it was a very content light episode.
Yeah, well, they're also running because a Beedrill flies above them and she starts freaking out again.
Oh yeah, sure. She really needs to get a hold of that bug thing.
She doesn't, to my knowledge. She doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think she does at all.
Which I'm completely fine with because I'm on the same page.
I mean, bugs aren't the best, but they're not that bad.
Oh yeah, so if just a giant bee was assaulting you, you'd be cool with it?
All right, never mind. I'm on their side.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not a fan of bees.
Yeah.
Okay, bees are fine, but wasp, no.
Well, Beedrill is more wasp-like than a bee.
Yeah, I feel like you should have the wasp in the name instead of the bee.
Maybe he does in the actual Japanese name?
Waspian? That seems like a bad name, but it's the best I could come up with on a short-term notice.
Waspdrill, I don't know.
What? That sounds bad.
I'm just changing up the bee.
Yeah, I got what you were doing. Wasn't. That didn't fly over my head. But yeah, so very content light episode. I'm hoping next episode has...
I believe next episode is Brock.
Is it?
I believe so. I mean, because I don't think they're going to spend more than one episode in the Viridian Forest. So that means next city is Pewter City, which is where Brock is at.
Okay, so hopefully next episode will actually have stuff happen.
Yeah, and I believe in the next episode, if memory serves properly, we see Misty's other Pokemon that can actually attack on land.
Cool. Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah.